And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Peg Tollo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul the Edward.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bambi's Mute. You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bambi's track called Mute. They are a Montreal power trio with a new album coming out, and this is one of the tracks off it. Absolutely brilliant. This is going to mess you up, but I'm going to tell you right now, you got a 50-50 on this. They are called Bambi's. What is Bambi's Bandcamp page?
Bambi's band at bandcamp.com.
It's the Bambi's.bandcamp.com. Why the D is there? I don't know. Maybe someone else said Bambi's. Perhaps there's some little gear would set up a Bandcamp page. I don't know. Fucking. Anyway, it's the Bambi's, BAMBIES.bandcamp.com, making it Paul V and the internet one Tony Nil. I've got a joke for you. If you've got a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff's done it. Thank you, Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So talented, so proud.
Excellent.
So humble. Jeff says, I'm addicted to placebos. I'd quit, but it won't make any difference. Jeff. Yes. Most people have 32 teeth. Some have 10. Simple meth. Right. You can fuck off there. I am, like, a little bit... I'm a bit touchy about tooth jokes. What, with only having one?
Bit toothless, isn't it?
Which means if I've got one and meth heads have 10... Quite clearly, basic maths here. Maths at the start of the show, there might be some maths at the end as well. But it means that a meth head, on average, has 10 times the teeth I have, which makes me merely 10% of a meth head. And that's how I feel about that, Jeff. So let's hear your thing again, but it's not welcome. So talented, despite the teeth. Thank you, Jeff. If you've got a joke that you think is as good as that, and let's face it, fucking is, try and make it tooth free or don't make it denture related. Basically, jokes that aren't about mouths. I'm a little bit touchy today.
Okay.
Send them in, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Two bands in a row now. Stay tuned for a band we never played before called the Zach Schultz Gang. But before that, another band we never played before. Dystopian Futures, Tony. They are serial punk from central Scotland with a new album.
Ooh.
And I am so anal I'm going to add a back parentheses to the line I've written on my notes, which will make no difference to anyone at all, but I left it off. I wasn't happy about it, and now it's corrected. What is Dystopian Futures Facebook page?
Face.com/dystopianfutures.
Simple as that, as long as you can spell Dystopian Futures, which is DYSTOPIAN Futures. Facebook.com/dystopianfutures. Tony One, probably an Internet One. Stay tuned for the Zach Schultz Gang, but first, this is Dynamic Theory.
Walking
You're listening to the Zach Show. No, you're not. Shut up, Paul. Let's try this again. You're listening to Leave it all in. Fuck all it. Right. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Zach Schultz Gang, a track called Woman, electrifying blues rock from Gillingham, as you just heard, the home of electrifying blues rock, I've always thought. I think they're just the latest in a long line of Gillingham electrifying blues rock bands. I don't think that at all. I think Zach Schultz, I think they've got in there first. Well done, Gillingham. You've now got an electrifying blues rock band. What is the Zach Schultz Gang's website?
ZachSchultz.com?
ZachSchultzGang.rocks. 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 If you type in the Zach Schultz Gang or words approximating that, you'll find them. That's how I did it. Right, not that hard. Point of the internet two, Tony, one, my apologies for the shambles of me trying to introduce this section, but hey, bit out of practice. I'm not really used to saying anything in English. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
What
you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment. As we say, the easiest way, reply to last week's show post. We'll see the comment. Or otherwise, get involved in the group, which a lot of you long-term listeners are in there. So check in there. Talk amongst yourselves. But yeah, just leave a comment. Just one comment this week.
Let's hear it.
Which again is in the group. And in response to last week's show, and particularly the part where we didn't do a show for a couple of weeks because there's loads of reasons. This is last week's show. We're not your parents. Jane Glenn got in touch.
Wow, we're not your parents now, Tone. We've I got know. It all covered.
Exactly. So Jane Glenn, is it Glenn, is it Jane? We don't know. But they say it was a mere blink in the Punkyverse, and this is true. 993 shows later, a week off is fine. We do it every 10 years. No,
yeah,
right.
Except that you are kind of justifying the week off because you couldn't be bothered to do it.
Just put my hands up.
You were busy, to be fair, fixing my shit.
That was the main reason. We didn't know if we could do a show or not, but that laptop it was problematic.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know what? The thing is, we didn't have any listeners anyway, so it don't really matter.
This is right, exactly.
I don't think, you can't lose nothing.
No. Exactly. That's it, though, Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Right. How about some South Welsh agitpunk?
Okay.
Yeah, nice. the band Chroma, we've played them several times before and we've had a mixed reaction to them.
Right.
Okay. Some of our, let's say, more mature listeners have accuse them of being one of these young fucking woke, oh for fuck's sake, fuck bands, right?
Okay, right, yeah, yeah.
A lot of their songs have been either to do with gender fluidity and it isn't stuff that I really identify with all the time, but bands, as a rule, don't just do one sort of song, do they?
No.
No, and Chroma, a fantastic band. And they're on tour at the moment with Goldie Looking Shane, which takes all wokeism out the fucking window. So back off, old bastards. Right?
Yeah.
I think they're great. And this new track is one that reflects... It's agit-punk. When you go for an agit-punk band, you're looking at bands like Crass or Conflict from the past and bands like that. Every single song's going to have a message about something they're not happy about that probably involves people with too much money getting people with no money to go and kill each other.
Mm.
How the world works, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously they're not happy about it, neither are we, but we can't be bothered to get off our fat ass about it.
God, no.
So anyway, I like Chroma. And I also, it's a lovely place on the East Coast. Is it CHROMA? Chroma, Tony. I'll stop taking the piss now because this song is brilliant. You'll love it. What is Chroma's website?
Chroma.co.uk.
It's chroma.band. CHROMA.band. Probably the internet. Three, Tony, one. Bombs away! Listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chroma, Bonds Away, South Welsh, Agitpunk, and they're doing well. This is the new single from an album that I'm not sure is quite out yet. It might be, I might have got that wrong, but CHROMA, chroma.band to find out more. Now then, did you do anything last week?
So last week, I had some kind of lurgy. So after last week's show, I was a bit throaty.
Going round, it's the season.
There you go, tis the season. I think I probably got it in Coventry. I was like, I went to the gig on Friday. So I don't see people. So recorded this Sunday night, but then had a horrible night afterwards. And then for like 2 or 3 days, was just under the weather. And then that's been about it. Then I've been all right. Back off the week, so I didn't do too much, did a bit of work,
had some good... They come up smelling of roses just in time to go back to work.
Absolutely fine, yeah, exactly. we had a house viewing Friday. So some of you at our house Friday, we went to see another house Friday in Caister.
All right.
Up towards Scunthorpe
and
nice. All right. They claimed it was a 3-acre property. It's not really. And
by that, if it's not a 3-acre property, what is it?
It's a three acre plot. So the, right. it's on a hill. I'd say an acre of it.
A 3-acre property would be the Pentagon.
Yeah. Well, no, but the back garden is where the paddocks are, because it's a horse property. It's about 1.5 acre. When they say it's a 3-acre paddock, it's not. It's a 3-acre property, including the front garden, which is a hill. And the driveway.
Yeah. An acre's big, isn't it? Isn't it about 4 football pitches?
No. Isn't it? No, it's not done that big. It's more than you think. But you need about 1.5 acres for a horse, apparently.
And you've got 43.
Exactly. So, but it was all right. There was this room. It's a bungalow as well, and it's weird. But we haven't sold ours yet, so it's all what else happened? We had good news work-wise. Long-term listeners will know it's been a bit of a shit year. I've got some work now, so things are going to going to be busy. I've cancelled Christmas. Put it
things
that way.
Things can only get better.
That's right.
Right, I've had, I'm sorry, I've
that's
had
it. It. Yeah. No, that's it, I'm done. Yeah, done.
I'm looking at my Skype, because we do the show on Skype, right, and I've had some spam Skype
message. Oh, I keep getting into that, yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. But it's from some Binance firm. What is Binance?
Binance?
Yeah.
Money Binance. That goes both ways? I don't know.
It's Binance.
Binance.
The only thing I can think was that it was what? But Ronald Reagan said at his wife's funeral. I don't even know if it was that way round. But anyway, that's the only thing that I can think there. Right, now, so last week then, I didn't do a lot, to be honest. I watched a lot. In fact, I watched 3 seasons of The Almighty Johnsons. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's an older show, Kiwi show. Down the same vein as what we do in The Shadows. But about Norse gods, but it's not done as a documentary style, but it's kind of that Kiwi quirky humour.
Okay.
And I didn't like it at first, but by the third one I was absolutely hooked. So if you've got nothing else to do on Amazon Prime, maybe give that a go. It obviously had a disappointing ending. Nearly everything I'd watch or do in my life, everything for me seems to have a disappointing ending. I should think my death will be just like meh.
Yeah.
It seems to be my entire life involves a disappointing ending. And including England football, which on Thursday night had a disappointing ending, in that we managed to lose to Greece for the first time ever at home. Unbelievable. Oof. But then I've just watched us beat Finland 3-1 in Finland, and life is all right again. Even though we didn't play great, we won. That's the important thing. Now, also, one of my lodgers has now moved out. And it is disappointing because she was great. But as a thank you, she took me and the other lodger out for a Chinese at everyone's favourite Chinese restaurant in Nottingham, the Mayfair, last night. Oh, it's marvellous. And we were in the upstairs bit. I didn't really know there was an upstairs bit. When we went in, it looked very full. Hmm. We went to an upstairs bit that wasn't. So we sat there. When the meal was finished, we went downstairs, and who should be sat down there? Robin Hood.
Ah.
So I said, hello, Robin Hood. I didn't know you liked Chinese food. And he said, well, you know, the whole legend does start with me in the East. So, yeah, so that's about it. I haven't got anything to report, really. But what I do want to do is play this next song. Right. So I've been meaning to play this for a while. I wanted to play it just before my laptop got knacked, but then my laptop got knacked. Right. And it's because Lord Herbert Sarongster, formerly of the parish Rocci and Masano, is in the process of getting together a new album, and I've heard some of the songs on it. It's absolutely brilliant. But I said to him, there's a Rocci song that I've been singing to myself in the car. A very old track, this. But I've been singing to myself in the car, and I didn't know the name of it, and then I found the name of it, and now we're playing it. And we spoke on the phone about this, and he said, oh yeah, it's about Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And I didn't know that.
Huh.
At all. And if you can find any Michael Jackson references in there, good luck. But anyway, at Michael Jackson. What's the website for Rocci and Sarno?
RocciandSarno.com.
They haven't got anything at all. And I'm not going to take a point off you there, because there is nothing. The band disbanded many, many years ago. They got back together in 2008, I think, to do the Panida gig, and I was there for that in Spain. But I don't really think they're going to get going again. And the album he's bringing out is not a Rocci and Sarno's album. I think it's going to be called Lord Herbert Sarongster Presents or something.
Okay.
But it involves other bands. I'm not giving too much away, but it involves other bands from the rocking and psychobilly scene. They've helped him make it. And it just sounds really, really good. Anyway, this is Rocci is a Monster.
I'm not like all the other boys. I'm different.
Don't know where he's going, but we know just where he's been. Rocci is a monster. He sank his teeth into my neck, and I let out a shout, and I asked all of my buddies, come and help me out. Well, Raji is a monster and I don't know very well. Raji is a monster and he's found a dead spell. Don't know where he's gone, but we know just where he's been. Raji is a monster and he's on the path to sin. I get scared by the moon, and I'm standing here acting like a goon. Please try and help and understand my plight. Don't stay out till the middle of the night. Raji is a monster and it don't prepare well. Raji is a monster and he's from the path of hell. Raji is a monster, don't know where he's been. Raji is a monster and he's on the path of sin.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rochi and the Sarnos, a track called Rochi is a Monster, although after hearing it, you might have thought a better title would have been Rochi is a Clanger. That is a very old reference right there. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Excellent. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, email me tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat? Oh, now on the twat's name, I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much are you torching about? You haven't sent me one again, so I found one. So this weekend in Bristol, it's the Attitude Festival. It seems to be a band, I've not seen this before, but it's been going a few years. So it's a UK alternative punk and rock festival. It's kind of celebrating the smaller bands, the unknown bands.
Good.
Over a weekend, yeah. No, I will keep my eye out for it. It's a 250 capacity venue, 18 artists, 2 stages. Bands like Mother Vulture, Last Hounds, punk band Piss Kitties playing, Bruise Control, Brasher, The Pill. A lot of these bands I've not heard of. Native James, Mondo
we
Wave.
Play control.
Yeah. We played Piss Kitties in well as well, I'm sure.
But yeah, any name like that.
I'm sure we will.
Not necessarily as good as Daffer Dildos from last week.
Of course
but
not.
Still up there.
Yeah, so if you're around, you can check it at the Exchange in Bristol. It's a 14 plus venue. I think it's £22 for the weekend or something. But if you are around, it's 19th to 20th this Saturday, Sunday. Do check it out.
It's especially a bargain when I tell you what I've narrowly avoided later this week in the next section.
Oh, okay. But yeah. So that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Right then, Death Cells, Tony, a Dutch indie grunge punk band.
Oh, cool.
If I just said Death Cells, Dutch indie grunge punk, that's pretty much all you need to know about them. It explains everything about them.
Yeah.
This is a cracking song. Little bit of a departure, but then Rochi and the Sarnos was a little bit of a departure, and let's face it, we have regular departures on this show. It sounds like I just want to depart, and if I do, I hope someone will say Binance. Right. Anyway, what is Death Cells Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Death Cells.
Simple as that. DEATHSELLS. Facebook.com/ Death Cells. Paulie B and the internet. 3, Tony 2, because we didn't take one for Rochi. This is Dark Gloves.
Dark Gloves!
you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Sells Dark Gloves. And if Death does sell dark gloves, that's the other thing that I was thinking there.
You would have thought so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Death sells dark gloves. Yeah. Next time I'm dark glove shopping, I'm going to ask the assistant if they are Death. See how that goes down. Now then, are you doing anything this week? That made me laugh. Are you doing anything this week?
Catching the work.
It'd be great if they said, no, I'm Tracy. I went, I'm sorry. They said, yeah, Death's off this week.
Work, I think. So working, no food interviewing, got band practice Saturday, trying to get the alcohol band back together again. We did threaten to have to get back together in the autumn, so just started trying to get that back reorganised. Just waiting to sell our house, and in the meantime, trying to catch up on all this new work. So it'll be back to the old work, and stuff. That's about it, I think. What are you up to this week?
Oh, I had a big plan for this riding, Tony. I was quite excited. And now, as you know, it takes quite a lot to excite me these days, but I was quite excited because I saw that the Icicle Works were playing at the Rescue Rooms in Nottingham on Friday. Now, I wasn't a huge fan of theirs in the mid to late 80s. They were going, their main success was between 84 and 88. But I did like quite a lot of their songs, and I thought, you know what? It's an opportunity to go and see a band that maybe I would have liked to have seen all those years ago, and now's my chance, and it's all very exciting. So I looked for tickets today, was a little bit annoyed that tickets were like £23 or something, which is more obviously than a two-day festival with loads of punk bands and Attitude down to Bristol. But anyway, I thought, you know what, I don't mind that. And then I saw the word that upsets me pretty much more than any. It's a word that followed Icicle Works.
Okay.
What was the word after it, Tony?
Cancelled?
Acoustic.
Ooh. No need.
Fuck that shit.
Jeez.
I was utterly devastated.
Are they charging you money for that?
Paying you. I'm not going unless the Icicle Works phone me up and give me £50 each.
Unless it said free blowjobs after it. I won't go to that. No, God, no.
I still don't know if I could handle it. I think I'd want more.
Free blowjobs and earplugs. But yeah, no, that's awful. Awful.
I'd take the earplugs over the blowjobs. Icicle Works acoustic, oh, fuck yourselves. I was quite excited about going, and then I immediately wasn't.
No.
That is pretty much it. That was all that I had planned for this week, was building up to Friday to go to that, and no, I'm not. So effectively, I'm having a week off thinking.
Fair enough.
That's all. One man who never has a week off thinking, Tony, is Eagle Spitz from the Supermax Centre.
Yes.
A fine man, Eagle. I didn't actually know that he started Punk for the Homeless himself.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that.
And he is a... I don't know what to say. I use the phrase agit-punk at the start. I'm going to go with agit-punk poetry here. A lot of his songs, his tunes, poems put to music, whatever you want to call them, are quite dark and can be about quite serious issues. For example, a bad government or death and war, anything like that. And he's put a new album out, and pretty much every tune on it goes along that route, except for one called You, and we're going to play it because the lyrics of this are fantastic. This is the kind of poem that you can only write about someone when you really had enough of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Cool. There's some fantastic lyrics in this. It's an interesting number. Obviously, stay tuned for Necro Weasel.
Of course.
Obviously. But first, there's not any web presence for Eagle himself, but there is a Bandcamp page for Punk for the Homeless. And what is it?
punkforthehomeless.bandcamp.com.
It is, and it's a numeric 4. So it's punk, then the number 4, then the homeless. .bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 3, Paulie B of the Internet 3, stay tuned for Necro Weasel. This is You!
Sartre said, Elizabeth people, I think he's probably right. My grief is caused by you, you toxic fucking shite. You are a good wank wasted that I shot into a sock. You are green with envy, as green as drunk. I would urinate on your memory after pissing in your face. The best thing you achieved was being a disgrace. Eyes are black and soulless, your personality is grey. Go and get run over on a motorway. Your mouth is full of garbage, your head is full of shit. Like a groper in a nightclub, you get on my tits. Nuclear war on the horizon, I prefer that to you. I wish a hairy biker would put you in a stew. Would boil down to skin and bone, render all your parts. You are good for something, making my dog fart.
Bellend.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now there's Necro Weasel, metal punk from Tampere, Finland. Mm. What a track. Now, the full length of that track is about 5.5 minutes. But I didn't want to play 5.5 minutes of any song, really, because we don't go on that long, do we?
No.
Why? That was cut off at approximately 2:44 when there was an obvious place to cut off before it gets going again. So, I'm sorry we didn't play the whole thing, but we haven't got 5.5 minutes to waste on music when we could be spending it talking bollocks. So, anyway, what is Necro Weasel's Bandcamp page?
Necroweasel.bandcamp.com.
It is necroweasel.bandcamp.com. NecroWeasel.bandcamp.com. I do kind of wish it was Necro Weasel 1 or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, they got it right first time. Tony 4 pulled it in Internet 3. What a comeback. Lord of Lies. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, knickers, Tony.
I know. So yeah, no twat this week, but if you do have a twat for me, don't forget, please do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination, or twat's even thanks, every twat responded to. Can't be Steve every week, so let me know your twats. Thank you very much.
But it does mean we've got a nice window for something that you know excites us both, Quattro, and that is quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony, quiz time.
Quiz time for Tony. I love that one. Tony, quiz time.
Oh, it's been a while.
It really has. And this week's quiz time for Tony, because I had a little bit of advance warning so I could prepare something.
Yeah.
Is to do with the relative sizes of the United States and the United Kingdom.
Right. Okay. So
it might not be very funny, but I found it very interesting. This one came about in the first place because, obviously, I am the random Googler. And I typed it. It's an unofficial title.
Yeah.
Anyway, one day last week, I Googled how many US states are smaller than Yorkshire. Right.
All right.
Now, the reason for this was I had a conversation with someone from the United States who expected me to know a lot about the United States, but professed to know absolutely nothing about the UK. And I said to them, I understand you might be a bigger country, you might feel more important, etc. But, for example, if I knew 100% of everything about the US, because of by population size, what percentage would someone from the US by population size be expected to know about the UK? If I knew 100% about the US, what I'm basically saying is, how many times bigger is the US population than the UK population?
Six?
Oh, nearly. It's five times bigger.
Yeah.
It's five times bigger. But, as you know, the United Kingdom is much more densely populated than the United States.
Mm.
Question two, how many times more densely populated is the UK than the US?
10.
Oh, 8.
Oh.
8 times. So, like, close again. So, yeah, the UK is 8 times more densely populated than the United States. Now, there are certain states in the US that are more densely populated than the UK, but across the whole country, we are 8 times more densely populated than the US, but as everybody knows, they are 8 times more dense than us now. Now, the last question is in two parts and does involve Yorkshire, right?
Okay.
So, how many US states have a population lower than the United Kingdom? This is going to surprise you.
Ooh. And we agreed that there's five times more people in the States than there is in the UK.
Yeah, there's five times more people in the States than the UK, but the UK is 8 times as densely populated as the US.
Yeah. So how many states have less people than the UK?
Yeah.
A lot. 42?
27.
Oh.
And last question. So yeah, over half of the United States. I've got that wrong. How many US states have a lower population than the UK?
Yeah.
Is all these, but I think this list actually is, if you added up Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware, Montana, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, Hawaii, Idaho, West Virginia, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Kansas, Utah, Arkansas, Mississippi, Iowa, Connecticut, Oklahoma, Oregon, Kentucky, Louisiana, and South Carolina's population together, it would still be smaller than the United Kingdom.
Hmm.
So, if you look at it like that, we are, in fact, more than half of the United States. And my last question is, how many, because we've got four this week, how many US states have got a population smaller than Yorkshire?
2?
11.
Really?
West Virginia, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Maine, Montana, Rhode Island, Delaware, South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, Vermont and Wyoming, put them all together, and they're still smaller than Yorkshire. So fuck off, United States. It's about time you started learning something, because I bet that there are people in Yorkshire that know things about West Virginia, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Maine, Montana, Rhode Island, Delaware, South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, or Wyoming. But I reckon if you went to Wyoming and you found someone, because there's not that many people there, but you found someone and said, what can you tell me about Yorkshire? They would say, fuck all. And that was this week's Quiz Time for Tony.
Quiz Time for Tony. Tony,
quiz time. Right then, Quattro. One last song. Right now. I love the fact it's in my phone. There are in-jokes in this show, and there is ridiculousness, but Quattro is off the sheet. Last track this week, and thank you for your participation in Quiz Time for Tony.
Enjoyed it. I thought
I
did well.
I enjoyed it. Interesting facts, mate. Mm. Look, this, we haven't said this for years, but this show is infotainment.
Okay.
Infotainment. Right. Last track this week, The Dumpies, Tony.
Okay.
They are, right, so they are from Oregon, but via Austin, Texas. I think they started off in Austin, then they moved up. Interestingly, just as an aside, there are only two states in the United States that have a bigger population than the UK, and they are California and Texas.
Okay.
Right, yeah. So, what is the Dumpies website?
TheDumpies.com.
It's TheDumpies.com. Make it, I've evened things up. Make it, Paul will be in instead for Tony for, this is a great way to finish the show this week. This is Locked Groove. About the size of it for this week, that was The Dumpies, a track called Locked Groove. Find out more about them by going to thedumpies.com, and they have a new album out very soon. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people listen to the show, and it's like an experimental thing, you know, just for change.
Don't forget, yeah, do visit our website, punkyrager.com. Latest shows always on the front page. Check it out, there's things on there, videos on there that I should have removed by now, but yeah, do check them out. But you can find us online at various stations like PunkRadio.com, RadioAndy.se, RadioFocusing.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify
app with the podcast section. Also Amazon Music in their podcasts thing. And for those folks who are still buying those Alexa devices, don't forget you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa at the skill store. Search Punky Radio and download it. It's free. Thanks to
Poco.
Magic Poco with his magic hands.
Poco with his magic hands.
That's right. And he's not heard that one before. So, yeah. No. And, yeah, Alexa will do something always with her. She, you know, she hasn't got a mouth, but this sound coming from her.
Breaking. Oh, Well, you know, and by the way, if you go to our website, it is singularly underwhelming.
Yes, it is.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.